الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ابي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى اهل بيته الاطيبين المنتمين بهم نتولى ومن اعدائهم نتبرع الى الله. اللهم كن وليك محمد بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى ابائه في هذه الساعه وفي كل ساعه، وليا وحافظا وقائلا وناصرا وزيدا وعينا، حتى تسكنه ارضك ثوراء وتمتعه فيها طويلا.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
There are some questions to be answered. The exact time of Nafile Fajr, what is that time? Nafile Fajr is to be recited before the Fajr prayers, but the time of it enters when it is time for Fajr. So today, if Fajr was at 4:40, that is the time when you can recite Nafile Fajr, and then after that you can recite your Fajr prayers. And if someone misses one of these Nawafil, it was mentioned the other day, that all of these Nawafil, if you couldn't make them up, you can recite them, offer them as Qaza. Again, the question is the exact time of Nafile Zuhr and Asr. Nafile Zuhr and Asr, Zuhr is 8 rak'ahs, and it is to be done before the Zuhr prayers, but the time of it enters at the time of Zuhr. So when it is noon, today it was 12:59, that is the time when you can start with your Nawafil of Zuhr, the 8 rak'ah. And once you've done that, you can say your Zuhr prayers. So this question may come to your mind, that we talked about on time prayers, and then it was just a few minutes from that time of Zuhr. For those who are used to these Nawafil, or those who want to apply these Nawafil onto their program, that time of Fazilat will automatically get extended for them, so that they can say their Nawafil and they can say their Zuhr prayers. So it is going to be in time, and that is going to be at that time of Fazilat. One more thing was want to mention over here. It's the name of Imam Al-Asr, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. There are many names which Imam has, and inshallah we'll talk in detail about this in the forthcoming nights. There are so many titles that are given to the Imam. Among those titles, it's this name which is Sahib. Among those titles is this name which we have as Mahdi alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
And in this dua iftitah which we recite, you come to that point when you send salutations to all of the a'imma, and you come to the name of the imam, and we all stand up. Okay, that is good. But what happens is that after the name of imam, many of us, we sit down. The teaching that we have is the name of the imam, which is Al-Qa'im. That is the name when we have to stand up. So that is, when you are reciting dua iftitah and you come to that name of the imam, and Allahumma wa salli ala waliki amrika al-qa'im, that time you have to keep standing if you are standing. And after that name has been mentioned, you sit down. So the teaching from Ma'sumin alayhi wasalam is that whenever you hear the name Al-Qa'im, that is the time when you stand up or you show your maximum or utmost respect. Salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We recited Dua Mujib, and today was the third day. Again, it's one of those beautiful du'as that has been reported and revealed from Allah Jalla wa ala. And it is not as such that you just have to recite it in this sacred month of Ramadan. You can recite that at any time, but the days that we recited were the bonus of the season of that dua. So whenever you feel like, whenever you get stuck, whenever you find that you have to have a bond, a connection with Allah, recite that dua, Mujib. And it's a simple dua, it's the name of Allah, which is repeated throughout the dua, and we ask Him to protect us. And He is, Ajirna minan nari ya Mujir, protect us from that fire. For you who is Mujir, Mujir means someone who protects you. There was another question that we talked about prayers. Some of these prayers are turned down from the first sky, some of them from the second sky. Some prayers, they reach the highest level swiftly, quickly. The question was, when Allah is so close to us, that is, the riwayat says that closer to you than your own jugular vein, then how come du'as and prayers need to ascend? It's two things over here. First of all, we have a qurb, which is the nearness of Allah, and no doubt Allah is the nearest to us. So when we say that He is qareeb, He is very near us. But at the same time, Allah, the position which He possesses, the rank in the existence of His, it cannot be compared, it cannot be matched with the human being, with anyone else, with no one. Because after all, He is the Lord, He is the Creator. And that is why we say Ta'ala. Ta'ala means exalted. So when He is so high, He is so exalted, and we want to create a bond with Him, that bond has to be so strong that at least to whatever level we can send that prayer, send those du'as, so that they ascend to the maximum height. That too again depends on the performance of an individual. If he is strong enough, if he has worked hard, may that be in his prayers, may that be in his du'as, so it may so happen that his du'as, they ascend to a certain altitude, and from there, that is the closest point which he can get to the Almighty. But there are people whose soul is so pure, whose soul so sincere, that they can reach higher and higher altitudes in the fields of spirituality. So we have a qurb, which is nearness to Allah, which is He is so close to us. At the same time, He is exalted high, Ta'ala. We say His name is Ali. His name is Ali. So as we also recited in this box. It's two different things. One is qurb, one is... So these were some of the questions, and if further clarification is required from this, just let me know, inshallah. Yes, yes. Tonight is the night of the birthday of Imam al-Mujtaba Hasan ibn Ali alayhi as-salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And in this regard, the Holy Prophet, he says that man ahabba al-Hasan wal-Husayn ahbabtu. That is, whosoever loves Hassan and Hussein, I do love him. And then says, مَنْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ أَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And then, whosoever loves that individual, who loves Hassan and Hussein, Allah will make him enter the heaven because of that love, because of that bond. And again says, someone who hates them, I hate them. Someone who I hate, Allah hates them. And that individual will be punished, and that wrath of Allah is something which he will benefit from. Born on the 15th of the sacred month of Ramadan, in the year 2nd or 3rd after Hijrah, in Medina. Imam, when he is born, the titles which he possesses, his kunniya is Abu Muhammad. Again, and the other titles which he has is Mujtaba, means chosen. Tayyib, pure. Sayyid, master. Wali, who is the custodian. Taqi, the pure. Hujjat, the argument. Sift is that grandson of the Prophet. Again, among the names which Imam has is Qa'im, is Wazir, Amin, etc. All of these are the names of the Imam. Imam has a ring. And on that ring is engraved Izzatullah, that is especially. Those who are serving the Imam among his servants, two of them, one of them is named Safina, who was among the slaves of the Prophet, who again continued his service with Imam Mujtaba. And the other person is Qais bin Abdul Rahman, who again is among those sincere servants of the Imam. Imam, his mother is Fatima al-Zahra, Sayyidatu Nisa al-Alameen. She is 12 years of age when Imam al-Mujtaba is born, and he benefits from his mother for about 7 years, 8 years, and then she passes away. When Imam is born on the day 7, Rasulullah, he slaughters, he sacrifices two sheep on behalf of the Imam, shaves his head, the hair is weighed, and the weight of that is given as sadaqah to the fuqara, which is known as aqiqah in our community. So that is again something which is mustahab. If inshallah you are blessed with a child, may that be a boy or a girl, give that aqiqah, which is mustahab, shave his head, and the weight of that hair, measure it. If you are wealthy enough, inshallah, may Allah increase your wealth, you can measure it in gold, if not in silver, and give that as charity on for the well-being of your child. Among the beauties of the Imam is that he performs Hajj on foot for 25 times. That is 25 years. He travels to Mecca, all the way from Medina, and there he performs this Hajj. The duration of the Imamate, of the Imam, that is the second Imam, it starts on the 21st of the month of Ramadan, which is when Imam Ali is martyred. On his head on the 19th, and then he is laid to rest on the 20th, and on the 21st is the first day, which is a Friday, but which was the day when Imam starts his Imamate. And the duration of his Imamah, it's about 10 years, and one of those toughest times which Ma'sumin ever saw was among those times when Imam al-Mujtama had to see. At the age of 48, Imam, he is martyred, and he is with his father for about 37 years. That is, he serves his father. With regards to how the Imam was killed, he was poisoned by his own wife Jodha upon the instructions of Muawiyah, and Imam is killed, which took about 40 days for that poison to do the job, that is to kill the Imam. Again, the instructions, the number of children which Imam has, he has 15 daughters and he has 8 sons. And there are some prayers which Imam has said, and that is, if you get afflicted, if you get stuck and you find no way, again this is a little tip and token that we learn from the life of Imam Mujtaba, that is, he says, offer a 2-rakat prayer. Now how do you offer? Intention will be that qurbatan ila Allah. After Surah Al-Hamd, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, which is Surah Al-Tawheed, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, the complete Surah, 25 times in both the raka'at after Surah Al-Hamd. And once you've done with your prayers, recite the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra, salamullahi alayha. And after that, whatsoever hajat and wishes you may be having, ask Allah and you will be granted. So on this day, which is the day of Imam, we can try this namaz, which is again one of those beautiful prayers that has been reported to us. When Imam is born, named by Allah Jalla Wa'ala, all members of the household, all 5 of them are named by Allah. When the baby is given to the father and the mother, she requests to be named, the baby to be named, he says, I will not name him, it is Rasulullah who has to name. And when the baby is given to the Prophet, he says, it is Allah who has to name the baby. At that time, wahi is revealed. Jibreel, he descends. The Prophet, he says, what shall I name the baby? Instructions that are given by Allah through Jibreel says that as Ali to you is like Musa, who was like Harun, who was to Musa. That is, Ali is your successor. Harun was the successor of Prophet Musa. Harun's son was named Shubbar. So you also name Ali's son as Shubbar. Here Rasulullah says that, but my language is different. Their language was different and my language is Arabic. Then Jibreel says, name him Hassan, which is the substitute of Shubbar alayhi salam. So that is how the Imam al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was named by Allah Jalla wa'ala. Salawat. We talked about Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam a little bit yesterday, and it was mentioned when the Imam, that is our sixth Imam, when he was inquired that what is the best of action after you've known to the existence of Allah, he says that ma min shay'in ba'd al-ma'rifa yadil hadhihi as-salam. There is nothing which can be a match to the prayers, nothing that could be a match to fast, to hajj, to sawm, to zakah. And the topmost of all of that is that walaya, which is the custodianship and accepting the rule of Ahlul Bayt in all walks of life. So, it is not as such that walaya, it means mahabbat and love. It does. But that is a low meaning on a lower level. But in reality, when we talk about walaya, it means accepting Ahlul Bayt in all walks of life, in all formats and in all forms. That is, just keep that in mind. The mercy that Allah has on His creation is of two types. There is a mercy which is general. There is a mercy which is khas, which is special. That general mercy is known as rahmat, which is known, it derives from the name of Allah, which is Rahman. Special mercy of Allah is that Rahim, which derives from His name, which is Rahim. So both of them, if you were to translate them, you could say that mercy, compassion, beneficence, for example. But in reality, when Allah says that wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, my mercy encompasses everything, it takes on board everything. May that be a Muslim, may that be a munafiq, may that be humans, may that be animals, whatever. His mercy takes everyone on board. But there is a special share of mercy of Allah which is for special. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. That for mu'mineen, Allah has a special share of mercy. Now that special share of mercy, in addition to that general mercy which He has, that is for the mu'mineen. When we talk about mu'mineens, it is the Shias. May Allah protect them all. Says that special share of mercy of Allah, you can benefit from that special share in this world, but most of it would be benefited when a person departs from this dunya. That is, again, when he has come to this Qiyamah, once again he will benefit much more, and that is by the way of Shafa'at of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Prophet Musa, he invites his nation for 25 years. He invites Fir'aun for 25 years. And then he once says to Allah, I've done my job. I can't do more than that. This Fir'aun, he's a notorious figure, and I cannot do anything more than what I have done for him. Allah says, okay Musa, you tell me, what shall I do with Fir'aun? Musa says, Allah, kill him. Take the sustenance from him. Take that bread and water from him. All this rizq of yours that you've given him, take it away from him, seize it from him. In reply, Allah says that you want to keep away my godliness and stop being God, that is impossible. Says, as long as I am God, I will continue with these favors, no matter who that person is. Even if he is a ruthless figure like Fir'aun, that mercy of Allah will be provided to him. A rizq of Allah will be provided to him. Food and sustenance will be given to him, even if he stands against me. So that is that rahmat of Allah. No matter how bad a person is, he benefits from the mercy of Allah. It was mentioned yesterday that when it comes to the three...
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Essentials that we ought to know. The first one was ma'rifah. That is, we have to know who Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are. When we say ma'rifah, it means the basic idea. That is, the Prophet, his two grandsons, his son-in-law and his daughter, they are the Ahlul Bayt. And the nine descendants from his grandson, Abu Abdullah, they are the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. That is the basic idea of Ahlul Bayt we ought to know. Now that you know them a little more in depth. And then after that you've known them, the second level was to love them. Now that I know Ahlul Bayt, I have to love them. I have to create that bond with them, and that they have to be the ones who I love. And once a person loves them, he benefits from them. Now even if he doesn't love, he will benefit from them, because they too are rahmatun lil alameen, as Rasulullah is rahmatun lil alameen. It isn't as such that Rasulullah, he bestows his favors only to mu'mineen. He does. He does bestow to everyone, but to mu'mineen it's a special share. Like Allah has that special eye to mu'mineen, they too, being a reflection of Allah, have a special eye towards mu'mineen. Says هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا. That walaya, it belongs to Allah, and through Him that is granted to Ahlul Bayt. And through Ahlul Bayt it is granted to mu'mineen. And from mu'mineen it is given to each other. One of the reasons why we are told to respect each other so much, especially the mu'mineen, because every mu'min is a franchise of the Imam of Time. That is, if I respect you, it is as if that I have respected the Imam first, because you too are an entity of the Imam. And after I respected him, I respected you. So all these are teachings that we find. Now, when it comes to love, when it comes to knowing Ahlul Bayt, when it comes to obedience to Ahlul Bayt, how much should we obey them? The teaching is that we should be like a dead body in possession of a funeral director. Now this body has no movement in it. As this funeral director wants, he will treat it. He will box it, he will coffin it, he will wash it, he will shroud it, and this body has nothing to do. The teaching is that when we come to the presence of Ma'sumeen, our behavior has to be like that. When they say do it, do it. When they say don't, don't. There shouldn't be a why should I do it? What is the reason behind that? That we have no right. Here, there is this hadith which you have heard a lot, which says that man mata walam ya'rif imama zamanihi mata meetatan jahiliya. That is, someone who dies not knowing the Imam of time, Imam says this person has died a death of ignorance. Ignorance means jahalat. Jahalat means straight to hell. That is, a person who has died not knowing who the Imam is. So we have to, first of all, the first stage, know the IDs of the Imam, who they are, and then we have to love them, which is the second stage. Now, when it once in another hadith, our sixth Imam, Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, says that if you spend your life, you live for a life long. But here he says that if you just put your head to sleep on one night, and on that one night you did not know who the Imam of your time was, who the Imam was, and then you died on that night, says, مَا تَمِيتَتَنْ جَاهِلًا. It's going to be a death of ignorance. Wants to say that our knowledge and awareness with the Imam, it has to be a constant ma'rifah. We have to know them all the time. Not that I know them this week, next week I will forget them. That is not acceptable. Our bond and our bonding with Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, it has to be continuous, and it has to continue. In another hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he says that the Prophet, he says that me and Ali, they are from one tree. You heard this hadith or not? And then says, I am the roots and Ali is the trunk. Fatima makes this tree grow. Continues says that the Shias, the adherents of Ahlul Bayt, they are the leaves of this tree. That is, we are the leaves of this tree. But sometimes we find that these leaves, they shed. What makes these leaves shed from that tree? It's all this wrong that we do. It's all this haram that we do. All the sins that we do. The consumption of haram, neglecting of prayers, hijab. All of that are things which dry these leaves, as a result of which the leaves they drop down. if the leaves drop, then what is that tree with branches and roots and stem going to do? The beauty of that tree is with this tree, with these leaves. So we have to be there to make that tree live. That is what we find in Riwayat, that kunu lana zainan wala takunu alayna shayna. Be a means of, means so that we boast and we are proud of you. We, that Imam mentions over here. Now, someone who does not know the Imam, or does not know who Ahlul Bayt are, here says that أَكَبَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مِنْ خَرَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ, that on the Day of Judgment, Allah will drag him, how? In a wretched, in a defamed way, that He will drag him, hold him by his nose, on his face, drag him and throw him in the fire. Why? Because he did not know them, because he had no acquaintance with them, he was away from them. Asbab bin Nubasa, one of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says that once I was with Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was walking in front and I was behind him. I had a sword, swords are heavy. He says he was walking and I had this sword sometimes in my right hand, sometimes in my left hand. And just to ease myself, sometimes I just carried it on my back. All of a sudden, Imam breaks the silence and says to me, Asbab, how much are you obedient to me? Tell me. Asbab says, you just instruct me to kill someone who is behind me. I will not inquire who he is, even if he was my son. I would first do the job and then I'll look at him. Even if he was my son, I wouldn't even be upset or disturbed for a moment. I am that much in your service. So when it comes to obedience to Ma'sumeen alayhim as-salam, a person has to be totally compatible to them, no matter what the instructions are. Inshallah, I'll talk on this subject, that as to whether or not when it comes to the instructions of the Imam or judgments that Imams and Ma'sumeen they have, how tough they are, and whether or not we can tolerate those judgments. So for example, this was one of the examples. Or the other example is that, you know, if Imam slices an apple into two pieces and tells you to eat this one and not to eat that one, we shouldn't be asking why. What is the difference between the two? It was the same one apple from that same one tree. And you asked me to be obedient, not to eat this one and not to eat that one. So, when it comes to knowing Ahlul Bayt, first of all, we have to know them as their ID, get a little bit of their information, who they are, and then now that I know them, I have to love them. That bonding has to be there. And when a person bonds with Ahlul Bayt, he benefits a lot, especially in the hereafter. But many a times you find that those benefits are seen by an individual in this world. You've seen this book, The Peshawar Nights. You've got it in various languages, in English as well. You can find it online. The author of this book is Marhum Husseini. He fell ill, was living in Tehran. Says that one morning I woke up to say my Fajr prayers. I couldn't get up, I couldn't sit. Totally paralyzed. Someone who was healthy till the previous night, that is a few hours ago, is totally paralyzed. So much so that his wife had to bring water to the bed so that he performs his wuzu and he offers his prayers. And when they go to the doctor, they find that he's got a cancer and is in the final stages. Nothing can be done. All the doctors have given up hope and they said that we can't do anything. Wife, she says that why not we go to Aba Abdullah, to Karbala. Maybe Imam has a special regard to us. He says, okay, but don't tell anyone that we are going to Karbala. Tell them if anyone asks, where are you going? Say, we are going to Tel Aviv for our treatment. And the reason for that, now this is the beauty of Mu'mineen. He says, the reason for that is, if we go to Karbala and Shifa was not granted to us and we come back, people over here in Tehran in those days, 50 years ago, maybe they lose hope with Aba Abdullah. They say that they traveled all the way to Karbala and they didn't get Shifa, so why should we? So that people, they don't get those questions and doubts in their minds. Don't tell anyone that we are going to Karbala. She says, okay. She makes all the arrangements, and then he says to do some istikharas. Whether should we fly, should we go by train, should we go from Ahwaz? Because in those days, to Karbala, they used to travel from Ahwaz. Even today it's the same. Then istikhara is bad for all of them. Then they hire a bus from Tehran all the way to Karbala. And the trip was as such that they wanted to go to Qazimain and then end up in Karbala. He says, now someone who is paralyzed and in the bus, and that only woman, his wife, to take care of him, he says, let's go to Karbala first, because it's tough for you to handle me, someone who is on a stretcher. Says that we were in this coach, in the bus, and I was immediately behind the driver, and because I had to lie down, I had to occupy more than one seat. And then there was a stool, a bench, and besides the driver. Wife also was sitting next to me. He says that when we were heading towards Karbala, on our way back after the ziyarat, till then nothing had happened, no cure was granted to this person. He says, on our way back, someone on the motorway, on the highway, he stops the bus. The driver stops, and this young lad, he embarks, gets on board, says salam to everyone, and then he sits and starts reciting Quran and the ayat from Surah Al-Dahr, Surah Al-Insan, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Says that he recited these ayat in such a beautiful way that we never heard anyone recite Quran as wonderful as he recited. He spoke to the driver in fluent Arabic. And then he says that that young man, he turned to me and spoke to me in Farsi, saying that, Awai Husseini Chitori, how are you? He says, I'm in a bad shape. You can see what I am. I cannot sit, I cannot stand, totally paralyzed. And he speaks to him. He says that young man, he casts a look at me and says, not anymore, you are fine. But he couldn't relate to what that person is saying and whether or not it is related to me. Because every well-wisher has positive words. Says amidst his journey on that motorway, on that highway, he says, he asked the driver to stop. The driver says, here there is no livelihood, there is no one who lives over here. You want me to stop? He says, yes, I have to stay here tonight. Stops the bus, and the driver, in mark of respect to this young man, he disembarks and walks a few steps behind this person. And this person, who was almost dead, you could say, someone on a stretcher who cannot move, he also walks behind this person to see him off. And everyone in the bus is amazed that how come this one who was on a stretcher for all these days, who couldn't move, is walking behind that person to see him off. And then when they see him, he is all that shifa has been granted to him. And they run after the person who he was, and they couldn't find him anymore. And that was the Imam of time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu Ma'sumeen. They have great grace, especially to Mu'mineen, and in particular in these nights. Imam al-Mujtaba is known as the Kareem of Ahlul Bayts. Someone who just gives without any hope of what comes back. Ma'asumeen are like that. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا. So, in these nights, we are the beggars in the presence of Allah, and we ask Him to give this ma'rifah, to give this love of Ahlul Bayt to the maximum and to the best of our ability and capacity, so that we are sincere servants of Him in this sacred month. You've heard this ayah in Quran which says that Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillah وَلِرَسُولْ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. That is, O you who believe, when Rasul calls you, respond to his call, reply to what he says, say labbaik to him. says, why is that that you have to be obedient to them? Why did you respond to their call? Says, lima yuhyikum. Because if you accept the call of the Prophet, it's you who will live. It's you who will gain that life. A person was offering his prayers in the presence of Rasulullah. Rasulullah calls him, says, hey you. He doesn't reply, continues with his prayers. Second time, he doesn't reply, continues. Third time, no reply. One, when he completed his prayers, Rasulullah said that, why didn't you reply to me? Why didn't you respond to my call? He says, didn't you see, Ya Rasulullah, I was saying my prayers? He says that God who has asked you to say your prayers has asked you to be obedient to me. Obedience comes first. That is, Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. Respond to the call of Allah and the Prophet. Why? Lima yuhyikum idha da'akum. Lima yuhyikum, you will gain life. Now to understand this in easier words. During the time of our seventh Imam, Kazim alayhi salatu was salam, a person, he comes to the Imam in Medina and says, Yabna Rasulullah, O grandson of the Prophet, my father was among those who had no faith in you, but I have faith in you. I am a believer of yours. That is, the teachings of yours have been adapted in my life. And then says, someone has come to me and he says that your father, who was a kafir, a non-believer, he owes him a large amount. The figure in the ahadith is 10,000 dirhams. 10,000 dirhams is a lot of money. And he says that there is no witness, there is no proof, and I don't know what to do. Whether I should give him, that is, shall I pay the debt of my father to that person or not? And I don't know, there is no witness, no proof. Imam says, tonight after midnight, you go to Baqi. Baqi is that graveyard in Medina, when the Ahlul Bayt has been buried. Imam gives him a little note, a little dua, and then says, when you go to Baqi, there you recite this dua, and you will see an existence, a being appear before you that doesn't resemble any human, does not resemble any beast, any animal. Don't be afraid, that's your father. And then Imam says the reason why he has appeared in that form is because of that disconnect with Ahlul Bayt, not having a relationship with Ahlul Bayt. Then says, you ask him, if he says give, give, if he says don't give, don't give. A simple solution. When Quran says, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, that when Rasulullah calls you, why? So that it gives you life. That life is in the hereafter. That is, the eternity of a human being is when he dies. When he dies, he lives forever. Now just today, this morning, received an email of a similar criteria from Europe. Was there about 2 weeks ago, met some people. Now this young lad, his father, a born Muslim, not practicing at all, mother, a non-Muslim, and with all that mess and contamination in that house, this young lad, he becomes a mu'min, embraces Islam. He said that today I had a dream. I saw that it is as if the day of judgment. And he says that I saw as if I have found salvation, but I see my father blind, as in being punished. What is the reason for that? It's exactly the same ayah that was mentioned over here, that because of that disconnect with Ahlul Bayt, a person is blind. Quran says that whosoever is man kana fi hadhi a'ma, that someone who is blind over here is blind over there. That is blind in the hereafter as well. That is exactly what Quran mentions. So with Ahlul Bayt, a person lives in this dunya, lives forever. Without them, he is dead. Someone who is dead is najis. Why? An animal, for example, a sheep, a cow, if it dies, it's najis. You touch it, your hands are impure. You cannot eat, you cannot buy, you cannot sell. But you have to spend and dispose it of. But if that animal is slaughtered in the way of halal, zabiha, then it becomes tahir. You can eat, you can buy, you can sell, and even if you touch it, it's clean. A mu'min who is connected, a human being who is connected to Ahlul Bayt, it's like that zabiha, tahir, pak, halal. Someone who is disconnected, it's like that najis corpse who needs to be decomposed, disposed, and again, which Quran says, he is najis. Man kana fi hadhihi a'ma, someone who is blind in this world, is blind also in the hereafter. When it comes to Ahlul Bayt, a person just benefits from them. With, for example, during the time of our age, Imam Ridha alayhi salatu was salam. Imam, it's his first trip coming to Khurasan. Then it was known as Marv. Imam's shahadat take place, and after his shahadat, that Marv is named as Mashhad, the place of shahadat. Says it's the first trip. Some of his companions, they are all coming to Marv, to Khurasan, and there is a body that is being taken to be laid to rest. Imam, he disembarks from his ride and walks quickly behind this funeral. Now the Ashab who are with him, they are amazed to see the performance of the Imam. Now he comes to the funeral and then kisses the body, lays him to rest, performs the prayers on it, and buries that person. The companions who have come all the way from Medina with him, they say that, what is this? So far as far as we know, there is no relative of yours in Marv, in Khurasan. This is your first trip. Then how come you showed that much of respect to this person, kissed him, buried him? In reply, Imam says, he was a Shia of mine. Shias, we know, who are they? From what their origin is, and we can just tell you from generations to come, who among their generation is going to be a follower, a lover of ours. So that is Ahlul Bayt. That is, as a result of that connection and bond that we have, we automatically benefit. Now coming back to the same ayah that we are أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ, that is, respond to the call of Allah when He invites you. A person lives during the time of the Holy Prophet, Rasulullah, he sends Amirul Mu'mineen to an assignment with a few people. And it so happens that the next day, a body is brought to Masjidul Nabi in Medina. People, they come to Rasulullah and say that, Ya Rasulullah, can you just come and say the prayers on this body? He comes and sees the person and says, oh, it's the person I sent with Ali yesterday. What happened and how he died? They say that yesterday you sent him with a group, with Amir al-Mu'mineen outside Medina. Someone had sent some food. There Amir al-Mu'mineen, he said that, don't eat it. Don't eat it. His instructions were not to eat. It's poisonous. Now this person who, that body, that dead person, he said that Ali, should you have to have a say in everything? Should you say everything in every issue? He ate, he shivered, he died. And this is the body in front of you for you to say the prayers. Rasulullah, who had come all the way, he steps back. He says, he hurt Ali. And you want me to say prayers on him? Impossible, I won't do that. Someone who has hurt Ali has hurt me. You can't expect me to say prayers on that person. Immediately this news is given to Amir al-Mu'mineen. All the way from outside Medina, he rushes, runs, comes to Rasulullah and says, Ya Rasulullah, I forgave him. Say your prayers on him. Say the funeral prayers. That is Ahlul Bayt, Kareem. Imam al-Mujtaba, again, he is Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. And from them we benefit a lot. And the stronger the bond we have with them, the more a person benefits. In Mashhad, just a few steps by the shrine of our aged Imam Ridha alayhi salatu was salam, there is the grave of this great alim, Marhum Ayatullah Ashtiani. Many of you must have heard his name. Now this noble person lives for about 70, 80 years. And then before his death he has this Mukashapa, this vision, and after his death again. He is laid to rest a few steps by the Dari, the grave of our 8th Imam. He says that when everyone had dispersed, when everyone from among the loved ones had left after burying me, I see that the grave is lies open. 1, 2, 3, 14 Nurani beings, existences, they come in my grave with the two angels. And then the questioning in the grave, which is haq, it starts. They say, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Rasulullah is the first person present over there. He says that don't disturb him. Because riwayat that we have, they say that exactly like someone who has traveled a long way and he has come over here, he is tired and then that jet lag, he needs to rest. The same thing is when a person dies from this dunya, seeing the pains of death, the horror of death, and how it takes a day or two for him to settle down in his grave. So much so that even in Barzakh, his loved ones, his relatives, when they want to come and see him, they say, don't just wait for a day or two, let him relax for a while and then we'll go and see him. Now this person, the angels, when they say, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Rasulullah, he says, stop. Don't ask him. He's been serving us for a lifelong, for 70 years. He's been teaching people who their Lord is. I will be his representative, his wakil of that marhum. You ask me, don't ask him. Says Man Rabbuk, Rasulullah replies, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Rabbi. Says Man Nabiyuk, who is your prophet? Rasulullah says, I am his prophet. Who is your Imam? One after the other, the A'imma, they reply to that, to the questions of the angels. So that is again a result of that bond, the services which a person has to Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Ya Allah, bihaqq al-Zahra wa abiha, wa ba'liha wa baniha, wa sirr al-mustawda'i fiha, Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah. Ilahi, never distance us from Quran, from Ahlul Bayt. May that be even for a moment, may that be in this dunya, barzakh or qiyamah. Ya Allah, count our children among the best of the lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. All those who are in an alien grant them shifa. All those who have requested for dua, whatever their hajjah are, all of that to be granted by this day, which is the day of Imam Mustafa. Ilahi, hasten in the return of our master, our Hujjah. Count us among his true servants, among his true supporters. Ya Allah, make it as such that Imam is pleased with us. Muslims worldwide, wheresoever they are, protect them. Their enemies, whosoever, wheresoever they are, clean the surface of this earth by their presence. So on.